Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. Mm-hmm. Let's do it again. Booker Alex's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right. This is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. On the phone with us now is Clay from South Austin. Good morning, Clay.
What's up? Hey, Clay. How are you, bud?
Guys, how are y'all?
We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. This is going to be interesting. I have so many questions. Clay is a commercial diver.
Whoa.
So what we're going to do, Clay, is we'll put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody. Simple, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. 60 seconds starts right now.
I'm sure all my questions are the exact same as yours.
Well, let's start off with the obvious. What is a commercial diver?
Well, I do stuff like underwater welding. I do salvage diving. It's what I've been doing a lot, mostly.
And by salvage diving, you mean someone dropped a wedding ring in Lake Travis, and you'll dive and try to find it.
Those would be private contracts, yes, but more or less like the floods from 2018.
Uh-huh. Oh, got you. So if a car washed away, like insurance, that's when you go get it or find it?
Well, I work for a company that whoever has that issue, well, they would call and make that contract, and then I would go fulfill that.
Wow.
That is so cool. How did you think to get into this line of work?
Well, I had an old friend of mine whose family owns a diving company out of Houston. And I was kind of fascinated by it. And I was coming out of culinary for 15 years. So he turned me on to a company called Ocean Core. Out of Houston.
Wow, that's crazy. You went from culinary to diving.
That really is funny. How do you get paid? Is it like a salary? Is it like a per job type of deal?
Yeah.
For the company I work for, they had me on a per gig thing. It was I got to bid it as I pleased.
Oh, so they say we need you to pull up a car, and you'll say, okay, that's going to be X amount of dollars.
Yeah, I do an inspection dive first and see what I'm messing with.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Just check this out, Clay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I was talking to a Travis County sheriff over by Lake Travis, and he had mentioned that he said that you wouldn't believe how many cars are in here because they were stolen and just ditched. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know if that's the reason they were there, but it is correct that there's a lot of stuff down at the bottom of Lake Travis. It gets down to 210 feet deep in some places.
Dude.
That is insane.
Crazy.
I've been down to 175, and that was around the Valente area.
What's the craziest thing you've seen in Lake Travis?
A catfish the size of a Volkswagen.
No, you didn't.
I'm being serious. I mean, when you're down that deep, the shadow was pretty big. It was big enough to eat me.
Clay,
dude,
this needs to be said. I'll be a little bit morbid. Have you ever been assigned to yank up a dead body?
No, I haven't. I actually thought about getting into the rescue diving portion of it, but there's just a lot of certifications I got to have for it.
I saw a dive team recently in California found that teenager that was missing. They dove like what he does, and they found the car and got it up. It's just crazy. That's just crazy. But I mean, what closure for families,
absolutely
doing that.
It is got to be a weird thing, but mm-hmm. a very rewarding thing. You're right.
You got to be pretty fit for it, because I mean, when you're diving below 150 feet, you got to do some decompression, and it plays a toll on your body.
Are you fit?
I imagine.
Yes.
Yes, I am. All right, so back to the wedding ring thing real quick. We're way over our time, but say, for instance, someone did lose their ring in Lake Travis, and it was just, too deep for someone to dive, but you can do it. How much would you charge him to go yank it?
Well, it depends on what it is. I mean, like something like that, I usually ask certain questions that kind of narrow down where they were, what they were doing at that time, how far away from the shore they were. Because, and the timing and how long ago it was that they missed it, all plays a factor, especially in Lake Travis.
Right.
I went after a wedding one time, and I did come back with a GoPro that was worth more than the ring. Ah,
that's funny.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. Mm-hmm. On the phone with us is Clay from South Austin. Clay is a commercial diver. Mm. What does that mean? Well, he does underwater welding. Mostly, he's been doing salvage diving. Salvage mm-hmm. diving includes things like the floods of 2018. He had an old friend whose family owned a diving company out of Houston. He was fascinated by it. And at the time, he had spent 15 years in culinary and made the switch. He gets paid per dive after bidding each job and an inspection dive. Alex said a sheriff told him one time that a lot of cars are stolen and then they just ditch them in Lake Travis. And Clay confirmed that there are a lot of crazy things in the lake. What's the craziest thing you ever seen? Alex asked. He said that he saw a catfish the size of a Volkswagen, what? Big enough to eat him. The catfish, though, was telling all the other fish that he was a shark.
Dude.
Because he was catfishing him.
Shut up.
He has not gotten certified to do rescue missions, like retrieve corpses from the bottom, but that is something he's interested in. He also said that diving that deep takes a toll on his body. Alex said, "Are you fit?" He goes, "Yup." Okay, so here we go. Let's start our guesses as to how much money he makes. Alex, you first, as always.
I have no clue, so I'm literally going with this text from Amy that she sent into 51993. She just put $50,000. I'm like, that's what I'm going to roll with. 50 grand. It could be way more, but that's what I got to go with.
I am going to go with a little bit more than that. I think Clay's kind of hovering maybe towards a six-figure amount.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I'm going to say closer to like 75 or 80. I'll just go with $80,000.
Right.
That is my guess. Now it's time. I can't wait another minute.
This should be good.
Clay, what's that number? How much are you making every year?
$80,000.
What?
Are you kidding me?
He told you.
No.
I had no idea. Honest to God.
Out of every number, you could guess.
I said 75 or 80, and I just landed on 80. Wait, is that a rough estimate, or is that like on the nose?
I mean, that's what it's averaged out for the last 5 years.
Whoa.
Wow. You need to go get a scratch off or
yes.
something, bro.
And you know what? It seems like what a great job because you really kind of work at your own pace, right? It's not a 9-to-5. So if you want to take off a couple days, you can.
Well, it's a seasonal thing. I mean, we stay working for about 8 months out of the year, and the other 4 months is hurricane season. So we'll either come up from the coast to come up here and do stuff like that on Lake Travis.
Oh, wow. So the majority of your work isn't like in the ocean?
Yes, offshore.
Oh, wow. And then you just live in Austin whenever you don't have gigs.
Right.
Gigs.
Like he's a musician.
I mean, totally. By the way, we already got a text of 51993 asking, what is the name of this company?
Just call it Titan Diving Services.
Titan
Diving Services. Okay.
Well, thank you for fishing up our stuff.
Bro, that's crazy. That's cool.
And thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You don't have to use your name or tell us where you work, mm-hmm. but call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Message data rates may apply. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
I'm Emma Grade, host of Aspire with Emma Grade, a podcast where I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From culture-shaping voices like Mel Robbins to leaders redefining success like Tracy Ellis Ross to game-changing entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban, Aspire is about mindset, ambition, and doing the work that actually moves the needle. If you're ready to raise your standards and take charge about the life and career you're building, Aspire is where you start. Follow and listen to Aspire with me, Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.